Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Do you see this as a witch hunt?
I don't think what was said about that meeting I had with the Russian ambassador was legitimate. I think it was hyped beyond reason, and I think it was unfair. I was glad to be able to address it today.
That was Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Tucker Carlson's show last night, addressing, you know, the big story of the day yesterday, which was starting to develop as we took air yesterday morning. Joining us here in studio to talk about the Sessions matter and other things in the news is Tom Fitton, our good friend from Judicial Watch. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Ryan.
All right. So Jeff Sessions, I've gotten to the point now where I've just about decided that I'm not going to bite on any more of these stories that are coming out about the Russians this and the Russians that, because every time somebody, you know, who has some knowledge of what's going on behind the scenes, somebody who's looked at the intelligence, people who have looked at the matter in great detail, they sort of shake their head and say, well, so far we don't see anything here. I'm tired of this.
When it comes to allegations of illegality, you're exactly right. We're chasing unicorns. You have Democrats, the Obama gang, highlighting meetings between Russian officials and Trump associates, none of which are illegal by any measure that I've been seeing, and that's all been used. And this is the real scandal, as a pretext to justify wiretaps of the Trump Organization and folks closely associated with President Trump, like his top team, like General Flynn, and now a sitting senator, then now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They were wiretapping these people and then releasing the results of those classified wiretaps in an effort, obviously, not to shed light on anything, but to destroy them. So that's the crisis. And I was saying, if Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself from anything, it would be an investigation of those illegal leaks.
Yeah, so
because he was a victim of one of them, and he can't investigate something which he was a crime of which he was a victim, I think.
Now, over at Judicial Watch, you often, you know, do use the Freedom of Information Act and other the courts to go after people to try to get the truth of the matter. What truth will you be seeking in this particular matter?
We're going to try to find out, among other things, the basis for this investigation of the Trump people by President Obama. It's an extraordinary investigation that took place. You had the incoming president and his people targeted by intelligence agencies and the FBI. And then the results of those, you know, when you're wiretapping the Russian ambassador, or according to the paper the other day, they had eavesdropping devices somewhere in the Kremlin. And then you tell everyone that you're doing that in an effort to destroy the president and all of his men. You know, you've got serious crimes at issue here. So we're going to try to figure out what the basis for all of that was. Did they have a reasonable basis to wiretap anyone? What were the affidavits the FBI filed in order to get any wiretaps going on? We know this FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, turned aside two warrants, according to reports. That rarely happens. And the fact that it happened shows me maybe there was something wrong with the warrants to begin with, and there should be more questions asked. That's not what the media is doing, but that's what we're going to be doing.
Tom, where did this information even come from? We just woke up and boom, it was everywhere. Every newspaper had the story. Every media outlet was reporting it. And I just don't know where it came from.
Well, that's another thing we're going to be looking at. Who is doing the leaking? Because it's highly illegal when you leak this. It's an illegal leak of classified information. the fact the wiretaps were taking place and the targets. And then secondly, when you have Americans caught up in these wiretaps, assuming they were just innocently monitoring the Russians as they always do, and they had Americans caught up in them, they're supposed to take minimization procedures and other steps to protect the privacy of people who may have been talking to foreign intelligence operatives or targets in an innocent way. That wasn't done here. And it's pretty clear it's tied to the Obama administration or current employees of the Trump administration who don't like President Trump,
right,
who were there as he came in.
You know, Mary makes an interesting point. We just had this address to Congress in which it was universally, I think, most people agreed, even the Democrats. I mean, they were very nervous because President Trump goes into the well of the Congress. People who watched that speech, 70% of them said they liked what they heard. And that number has got to frighten the Democrats. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, one day after this tremendous performance by the President of the United States, in which he's getting rave reviews, even from some Democrats, this lands on the front pages of the paper. It has the feeling to me of a very orchestrated, finely tuned opposition effort that is buried within the current government.
Well, according to the Daily Mail, the former president Barack Obama is committed to removing Trump either by forcing his resignation or through impeachment, and certainly this fits in all of that. So this is something that is worth looking at, and I think you're absolutely right. You had two or three stories, all following this unicorn theory of the election,
that
these Russians caused Hillary Clinton to lose, with no evidence.
More with Tom Fitton in just a moment. It's 7:47 on WMAL. Our special guest today is our good friend Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, here talking about what kinds of things they're going to be asking in light of all the things that are burbling in Washington at the moment. Mary, your turn.
Yeah, Tom, thank you again for joining us. So we were talking during the last break about doing an investigation into these alleged wiretaps and how this information has been gotten. And that's great and that's wonderful, but unfortunately that takes time. And that information usually winds up, you know, along with the retraction of any false reporting, winds up on page 28B under the fold. You likened the Republicans with this, with the Russians, to chasing the unicorn. And I think it's a great phrase. How do we stop them from chasing the unicorn? In my mind, the Republicans should not even be responding to any of this because unicorns don't exist. And by responding to the unicorn, by chasing the unicorn, you feed into the narrative that it's real.
Well, that's true. And I think clear-headed Republicans on the Hill need to focus the investigations along the lines that I've discussed. Look, the war crimes that took place, Podesta's emails were hacked, probably by someone associated with the Russians. That should be investigated. But the idea that mere meeting with Russian officials leads one to conclude that crimes were taking place in a significant way and that they were collusion in order to change the outcome of the election, as I said, it's just silliness. The good news is that if Congress conducts an investigation, you know, nothing's ever really going to happen. It's an investigation by Congress. They're almost necessarily incompetent.
It's true. That's why we need Judicial Watch.
frankly, we're going to be doing the heavy lifting.
As you usually do in this town, right?
We plan to have lawsuits soon on this. We've already gotten some responses from the government, at least one interesting response that I can talk about. We asked the NSA, for instance, for documents about the communications between General Flynn and the Russians, and the National Security Agency gave us what is called a Glomar response, which is we can either confirm or deny.
That's right.
Whether the documents exist, because if we were, it would show some classified activities, which again is absolute confirmation
that this transcript
was classified.
That's right.
And should have been released or leaked or referenced.
I know. That's a very interesting. Well, listen.
That's a great point.
Yesterday on this show, we made, I think, a very interesting observation. We had Senator Ben Cardin on the show. And I asked him about the fact that the New York Times reported that there had been all of these secret documents that had been handed to him as the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee just before the Obama people went out of office regarding Russian involvement in the election. And I asked him, well, I didn't hear anything come of that. Am I to presume from that there wasn't anything there? And he said, I can't talk about the nature of the classified material, but you would be correct. There's nothing there.
And that's a major headline. You have a Democrat senator who reviewed the evidence.
Yep.
Obviously, it was wired that he get this evidence. It's unusual for the minority of the Senate to get information from the administration so quickly, yet they were doing a favor in order to try to undermine Trump. And you have Cardin now saying there was nothing in that dossier.
That's right. Well, let's listen.
Well, you know, maybe he knows what we understand, that it's all a game.
It is a game, and I think it's becoming evidently clear. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, continue all the good work that you guys do over there. Greatly appreciate you dropping by.
You're welcome.